You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and today we're taking you on what's often referred to as the Google Bus, these private shuttles that are a symbol of the tech boom in San Francisco. The conflict between tech buses and city buses isn't limited to the mission. For the most part, the private shuttles await their passengers at over 200 muni stops around San Francisco. KALW's Isabel Angel reports on what transportation officials are doing to smooth out the tensions.
Private shuttles have been using muni stops in San Francisco for a while, but they've mostly been smaller buses for hospitals and universities. In the past few years, though, bigger charter buses for tech companies like Google and Genentech have also started to use muni stops. Kristen Holland is a spokesperson for the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or MTA, and she says all those shuttles have started to delay muni.
We're very focused on muni reliability, and it was having an impact, so we wanted to work with them to come up with some solutions.
Holland says it's hard to quantify the shuttle's total impact, but one thing the agency can measure is dwell time, or how long it takes to get passengers on and off their buses.
And for muni vehicles, that's about 20 seconds. But for these vehicles, because they have other concerns, it's about a minute. So when they're at that stop, they're taking a lot longer at that stop than another muni vehicle would.
Now, if you pull over in a muni stop and a police officer sees you, you'll get a ticket, a big ticket. And technically, the private buses could be cited too, but usually they're not. The companies also don't pay to use the public stops, which can create the impression they're getting special treatment. Holland says the MTA does get 2 to 3 complaints a week, but that the agency tries to resolve them directly, without issuing tickets. The city's also considered a few longer-term solutions. One is just to ban all shuttles. MTA officials wanted to know what would happen if they did that, so they surveyed shuttle riders about their commute habits. Turns out, the shuttles make about 35,000 trips a day, and without them, almost half the riders would commute by driving alone.
Which is something that would not help anybody in San Francisco, so it would be, you know, detrimental not only to our congestion, our traffic, and our economy, and our environment, it would be an even larger impact on muni.
That's something the MTA definitely doesn't want. Holland says one of the agency's main goals is to reduce congestion on city streets, and the buses are doing just that.
To a great extent, they want to use the pre-established transit stops that are muni stops, and so we need to work with them to create this program.
The program she's referring to doesn't exist yet. When it's up and running, it will limit the number of muni stops the shuttles can use to about 100, half of what they use today. Holland says the MTA is trying to be strategic.
Those would be some of our larger stops, but they would also be stops that don't have as high a frequency of muni service. So, you know, stops where muni's coming in and coming out frequently, we wouldn't want to use a stop like that or a stop that's a layover, a very critical space.
There are a few other new rules. Shuttles will have to be clearly marked and always give muni the right of way. Buses that violate the new rules will be fined. The MTA hasn't decided on a dollar amount, but the fine would depend on how many stops a shuttle provider makes within the city. More stops mean a higher fine. Holland says the new regulations should make muni boarding smoother and improve the system's reliability, while still helping the city keep cars off the road. And she says the companies that operate the buses have been responsive.
It's been a pretty close partnership. We sort of put together plans and then show them sort of a back and forth thing because it won't work if it doesn't meet their needs too.
A Google spokesperson said the company has no comment about the proposed regulations. A Facebook rep said it's too early in the process to make a comment. And it's true, this pilot program is still a ways off. Holland says next, MTA staff will present the regulations to the agency's board, and the pilot should start sometime this winter. If all goes well, the MTA will look into making the new regulations permanent. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.